Hi there, may I speak with Candy?
May I ask who's calling?
Of course. So my name's Ethan. I'm following up with you about the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you for asking. I do appreciate it. Now, Candy, we're speaking on a recorded line here. Were you interested in seeing if you can participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
No, I don't have all of my stuff that I've written down with me right now. So is there any way you could just call back at another time?
I could, but I don't need any exact information right now. I just wanted to ask you a few questions to see if you might be able to participate. For Depo Provera, how long were you taking it for?
The dates I had,2004 and 2005.
Okay, you took it for 2 years.
Yes, I'm working on getting the exact dates.
Gotcha. Yeah, even for the intake, you honestly don't really need the exact dates. That's always something we can find later. After using Depo Provera, though, were you ever diagnosed with any tumors?
Oh, yes.
I see. Really sorry to hear that you had to go through that. I hope you're doing better now.
No, I am. They were able to remove 90% of it. 10% they left because it was wrapped around my carotid artery behind
Okay.
my right eye and the brain, so.
I see. That's good though. In any case, do you remember like what the name of this tumor was?
It was a meningioma,
I see. Yeah.
right side.
Again, I'm really sorry to hear that you had to deal with that. You would then, of course, be trying to file a claim for yourself, right?
Yes.
And for your meningioma, where was that located? In the brain or the spine?
It was in the brain on the right side.
Gotcha. Okay. And currently you're a resident of the United States, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Candy, do you have an attorney already that's helping you with this?
No.
Can you confirm to me then under penalty that you haven't signed any documents or sent out any packets of information in regards to this lawsuit? Is that correct?
I have not.
Okay. And do you remember approximately when you were diagnosed with your meningioma? Doesn't have to be exact.
Around January of 2006.
Okay, around January of 2006. And what is your birthday?
My birthday is 10/2 of 1967.
Okay, 10/2/1967. So that's good. Just confirming that's you're gonna, that was October 2nd of 1967, correct?
That's my date of birth, yes.
Okay. In addition, do you happen to know anyone else, like any friends or family members that were injured by Depo Provera and might also be needing some help?
No.
Okay. For your Depo Provera, did you receive pills or were you getting shots?
It was shots.
Okay. And was it the name brand specifically labeled and called Depo Provera that you were using?
Yes.
At any point, did you ever switch to any different versions or subtypes or just Depo Provera?
Just double Provera.
Okay. And how many years did you say you used it for?
It was during 2004, 2005.
Okay, so you used it for 2 years then.
Yes.
Okay, within 1 year, did you also have at least four injections?
Yeah.
How often would you get your injections?
It's every 3 months, right?
Yeah, every 3 months. Usually that's the
Yes.
typical interval or amount, I guess, so to speak. Okay, and between 2004 to 2005, so you of course did use it after 1992, and I'll write down you started in 04 and you stopped in 05. Okay. Additionally, what state is your primary address in?
Michigan.
Michigan. Okay. Let me see. Where was I? Oh, sorry. Lost track of my page. Okay, there we go. Can you confirm your gender for me, Candy?
Female.
Okay, and your marital status?
Married.
All right, and I have your first name here as Candy, of course. That's Candy. Last name,
Yes.
Hauser. That's Houser.
Yes.
Okay, do you have a middle name or initial as well?
Marie, MARIE.
MARIE. Gotcha. Additionally, do you have a suffix in your name? For example, are you a junior or a senior by chance?
No.
Okay, and you're social?
Oh, do I have to give you that right now?
I am required to take your social as it is tied to your medical records. That's what our attorney partners will be using to pull your information on your behalf. I will let you know as well, though, that our partners are monitored and regulated by the Bar Association. So if there was ever any mishandling of your personal data, there would, of course, be penalties for us involved and they would lose their licenses. Additionally, I can just take the last four right now as well.
Okay, 3324.
Okay, just want to confirm you said 3324, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and I have your email here as cmhauser@live.com.
Yes.
Okay, and your no phone number is 419-378-1239.
Yes.
Okay, I would assume this is a cell phone that I'm calling you on.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. What is your primary contact address?
605 Manitou, that's MANITOU Lane, Lake Orion, LAKE, and Orion is ORION, Michigan 48362.
Okay, perfect. I found it here on Google
I
Maps.
will tell you though that at the time I did the injections and actually my surgeries and everything, I was living in Ohio at the time.
Okay, yeah, that's perfectly fine. Not to
I
worry
don't know if
about
that
that.
matters, but yeah, I had my surgery done at the Cleveland Clinic.
Yeah, no, I don't think that matters at all, to be honest with you. At least for the sake of the
Okay.
intake of the lawsuit, yeah, that should be fine. For
Okay.
your primary address, would there happen to be any apartment or unit number that would apply here as well?
No.
Okay, gotcha. So just want to confirm that's 605 Manitou Lane, Lake Orion, Michigan, 48362.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, for your Depo-Provera, was that being administered to you, your shots? Was that given to you by one specific doctor? Was it just medical staff, like nurses, for example, or were you injecting yourself?
Oh, it was in the office.
You went to your doctor's office?
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. And what was the location on your body where you were getting your injections? Was it your arm, stomach,
Chose
thigh?
my arm. My left arm.
Left arm. Okay, gotcha. And I know you did say you used it for 2 years, correct? Every 3 months as well?
Well, during 2004 and 2005.
Okay, so between 2 years, that would come and injecting every 3 months, that would come out to about eight total injections. Does that sound accurate to you?
Well, 369. Yeah, probably.
Okay. Do you remember the name of the doctor that was administering your Depo-Provera?
You know, I do not. I've been trying to figure that out, and I can't.
Okay. Even if you don't know the name, do you know the name of the facility or the hospital you went to?
Well, it was a facility, and I do remember a Dr. Baldwin.
Okay, Dr. Baldwin, and you did say this was
And
in
that was in
Ohio, right?
Ohio. Yep.
Okay, do you remember what city in Ohio?
Yeah, Sylvania.
Spell that for me, please.
SYLVANIA.
Okay, let me just look up Dr. Baldwin in Sylvania, Ohio, and see if anything comes up. Do you know, was it a man or a woman?
Was a woman.
Would it happen to be Dr. Mary Baldwin?
I believe so.
I see her address would be North Holland, Sylvania Road. Does that ring any bells to you?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'll just go ahead and copy and paste. We have the wonderful tool of Google search, which makes my job so easy to help find this stuff. Okay, and I'll write down Dr. Mary Baldwin. She looks like she's a family practitioner, right?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And this was just her office that you would go to?
Yes.
Okay,
I
gotcha.
just don't remember the exact times because I know I did have another family physician while I was in Ohio. I'm just having a hard time coming up with the names.
Yeah, no, that's fine. As long as you know that it was Dr. Baldwin that you were getting your Depo-Provera from, that's fine.
Well, I believe it was.
If you have any other doctors as well, I could also write that down too.
I don't right now. I've been going, this was a long time ago.
Okay,
I've been
no
going through
worries.
calendars and trying to find another doctor. I've even reached out to their office to try to get my medical records. So I was in the process of trying to get all the information. I'm just, it's hard drawing memories out.
Okay, I'll just confirm with you real quick then. I just want to make sure it wasn't Donna Baldwin or Tanya Baldwin. You're sure it was Mary
No, it
Baldwin?
was Mary Baldwin, yep.
Okay, gotcha. Now, for your prescription of Depo-Provera, I would assume then you were prescribed this medication in the United States, correct?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, most definitely. I know it's a silly question, but I am required to ask you. Were you ever using any other hormones such as OCP or HRT?
Oh, I don't know that. I know I took birth control pills previous.
Gotcha, yeah. If none of those sound familiar to you, then I don't think they would apply anyways. I would assume then it was Mary Baldwin that prescribed you Depo-Provera.
I believe so, to the best of my memory.
Okay, I'll go ahead and yeah, if anything, it's you said North Holland, Sylvania Road. That sounds familiar to you, right?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, gotcha. That should be correct then. That's 4411 North Holland, Sylvania in Toledo, Ohio, 43623.
No, it wasn't Toledo. It was a Toledo address. Okay, yep.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. If anything, yeah. I love using Google search for this because I just look up, oh, like this, and that. And then it'll usually pull up like a name, bunch of addresses, all that. And then I'll just ask my clients, like, oh, was it this? Was it that? And, it does make it real easy to help jog people's memories.
Well, we lived in Sylvania. Sylvania was 1 mile into Ohio from Michigan, and Toledo was butted right up against it. They were very
Gotcha.
close.
Yeah. Most definitely. Now, do you remember, did you have to go to like a separate pharmacy to get your shots and bring it to her, or did she just give it to you?
No. No, she just gave it to me in the office.
Okay, gotcha. That makes life easy for me then, because I can just copy and paste that one more time. And already 419-843-3627. Gotcha. Now, when did you first discover, if you recall, when your tumor, your meningioma, could have been related to Depo-Provera?
Actually, it was probably about, no, I'd say about 3 months ago.
About 3 months ago.
It
Okay.
was just popping all over social media, right?
Gotcha. Okay. 3 months ago, I can put like December of 2024 then.
Yeah.
Okay. And it goes without saying, but you were diagnosed with your meningioma in the United States, right?
Yes. Cleveland Clinic in Ohio, Michigan.
Cleveland Clinic, Ohio,
I
Michigan.
mean, oh my God, I'm sorry. Cleveland Clinic in Ohio. It's Cleveland Clinic in Cleveland, Ohio.
Gotcha. Yeah, I was like, Michigan, Ohio.
Sorry.
Wait a minute. I was like, hang on a minute. Michigan,
Yes, and
Ohio.
my
I was like,
doctor was Dr. Vogelbaum is the one that diagnosed me. And then Dr. Wan Lee is the one that actually did the surgery on 4/8 of 08.
Gotcha. Okay. And I would assume Vogelbaum, that's spelled Vogelbaum.
Yeah, I'm looking. Vogelbaum, yes.
Okay. Gotcha.
Dr. Michael Vogelbaum.
Dr. Michael Vogelbaum. Okay. Perfect. And this was at Cleveland Clinic, correct?
Yes, he is the first one I saw because when they found my brain tumor in MRI that my doctor ordered, because I insisted that something was going on, he is the first one that I saw, but I was also diagnosed with Chiari malformation at the same time. They found them both, the tumor and the Chiari.
Gotcha.
So
Okay.
I saw Vogelbaum first, and he did my first surgery to deflate a cyst on my spinal cord and to fix the Chiari, and then I waited 2 years to have the other surgery done for the
Gotcha.
brain tumor
Okay.
removal.
I see. That makes sense. Yeah. I know for a lot of the women I've talked to, it does end up being a many process that happens over many years, and it really sucks to hear about because I know it's a really hard time for you guys. In any case, for your diagnosis, do you remember, was it a CT scan? Was it an MRI or maybe both?
I think I had both.
Gotcha. And was it Michael Vogelbaum, Dr. Vogelbaum, I'm sorry, who
Yes.
diagnosed you as well, or did he also, or did he just do the operation?
No, he diagnosed me at the
Okay.
Cleveland Clinic.
Gotcha.
There was a set of four doctors that actually worked together.
Okay, gotcha. Makes sense. So that's going to be Cleveland Clinic, and that's 9500 Euclid Avenue.
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah, found it right there. And Dr. Vogelbaum, was he a neurologist or a neurosurgeon?
He was a neurosurgeon.
Neurosurgeon, gotcha. In addition, before you were diagnosed with meningioma, did you ever have any other prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Gotcha. And you did, of course, receive treatment for your meningioma. I know you did say you had some operations done. Did you ever have anything else or any other treatments as well?
Oh, yeah. Many, 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 many MRIs. I still have them.
Gotcha.
I
Okay,
have
I
one
see.
every year just to track it, see if it's changing.
He's referring to chemotherapy.
But no, I had nothing else, just the surgeries.
Gotcha. Okay. And you said it was also Dr. Vogelbaum who did your treatments as well, correct?
No treatments.
No treatments.
I
Are you
guess,
talking
or
about like
for the
radiation or
operation.
chemo?
For
Yes,
your.
he did my operation for my Chiari. A doctor, Juan Lee, is the one that removed my brain tumor.
Okay, so for the doctor that removed your tumor, say that one more time.
Okay, I think his first name is Joung, and his last name is Lee, Lee. He was also at the Cleveland Clinic,
Gotcha. Okay. Sounds Korean, maybe?
and a neurosurgeon. Oh yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. Jung or Jung Lee. Okay. And this was also at Cleveland Clinic, correct?
Yes, and I
Okay.
also last time I checked, neither one of them were still there.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Looks like he's actually in LA now. So he's local to me now.
Yep. Oh, nice. He did a
Dr.
great
Jung.
job.
Yeah. Jung H. Lee. Good looking guy, too.
He did a great job.
Glad to hear it. Okay. And I'll go ahead and copy and paste Cleveland Clinic one more time. Additionally, did you ever have any family history of meningioma?
No.
And were at any point were you ever hospitalized?
Just for the surgeries.
Okay. Do you remember approximately how long and maybe what year and month you were hospitalized for?
For the tumor, it was 4/8 of 08. And I
Okay.
think I was in there for 3 days, so through the 11th, I think.
Gotcha. Okay. Before being diagnosed with meningioma, were you ever exposed to radiation?
No, I mean, I was an X-ray tech, but we wore all the safety equipment, right?
Gotcha. Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, and we
Additionally,
were monitored daily, so.
yeah, makes sense. Additionally, were you ever diagnosed with neurofibromatosis too?
No, that doesn't sound like anything I've ever had.
Okay, yeah, most definitely. Additionally, do you recall or do you remember when you first started having any symptoms related to the tumor? So that could be migraines, vision loss, memory loss, or even seizures in some cases.
Oh, I had horrible, horrible headaches, migraines to where point to where I wanted to like literally tear my head off. I would just pace. And I also started getting like a weird sensation of I was like losing my balance. I would be walking and I would like kind of get dizzy like and lose my balance a little bit.
Gotcha. Yeah, I
And that
understand.
was what made me go to the doctor and tell her something was wrong because I was in my prime. I mean, I was teaching my girls how to do cartwheels and stuff.
Right, yeah.
And
If
I
you
totally just started losing my balance and stuff,
Right,
yeah.
of course, yeah. Do you remember when those headaches started happening?
No, I don't.
Even just the year, maybe. It doesn't have to be exact. I know you did say you were diagnosed in let me check here. In
It was
06, was it like
probably around, I don't know, it was probably a few months in, but I can't remember. I just know it was getting bad enough to where I went to my doctor and said something's wrong.
Yeah, so I know, of course, you were saying you started getting the headaches, they were really bad, then you went to the doctor, so I could just put down your date of diagnosis.
Okay.
Okay, I'll just put 1/1/2006 then. Additionally, do you have any medical records that would show your meningioma diagnosis or your treatment, anything like that?
Oh yeah, I have it all. I have every MRI I've ever had. I have all the surgery notes. I have the doctor's notes.
Gotcha,
And I
yeah.
have all my MRIs. Yep.
Okay, makes sense. Most likely, you shouldn't have to do this yourself. Like I mentioned, our attorneys can pull your records on your behalf just so you don't have to do the legwork. But if necessary, would you be able to provide these records either by mail, electronically, or both?
Yeah, I could send all my MRIs.
Okay. Additionally, do you have access to a MyChart login? If not, that's okay.
I do my chart through my hospital or my doctor's office, yes.
Okay, perfect. Now we're actually almost done here. Lastly, I just need to request an emergency contact with you. Just someone we can reach out to just in case anything ever happens to you and we can't call you for an extended period of time. Do you have someone that you want to use as emergency contact?
You know, I don't think I need to, but I can give you my husband's name.
Gotcha. And what's his name?
His first name is Turner. It's TARNER. Same last
Okay.
name.
Tarner, same last name as you, of course, and I would assume he lives with you then, correct?
Oh, yeah. He's in a conference call right now. That's why you're here and talking.
Gosh, yeah, I think I heard him talking in the background a few times
Well, he
there
was
too.
hanging out with me and he got a call, so he had to get up and leave. Yeah. He's
I think
working
I,
from home today.
gosh, yeah, I think I did hear his voice somewhere back there though.
Yeah. Oh, he's very loud.
Additionally, do you know his phone number?
Yeah, 419-378-1243.
Okay. And you did say he, of course, does live with you. He is your husband. Do you happen to know his email address? If not, that's okay. Don't worry about it.
I do. It's T as in Tom, A as
Okay.
in Anthony, HOUSER,
Okay.
and it's at live.com.
Okay. TA, so that's TA Hauser at live.com.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Additionally, are you able to provide a large eligible digital signature at this time?
How would I do that?
So what I would do is I would just send you a link that takes you to DocuSign, which is a secure document signing program, and you would just draw your signature on a box with your finger to sign the retainer.
Oh, yeah, I can do that.
Okay, perfect. Now we are again almost done here. So what I'll do is I'll be sending you over that retainer in just a second here. Before I get that to you though, I will make a draft for myself. This is just so I can read it first and check to make sure I didn't make any mistakes, like for example, spell your name wrong or write down your address incorrectly or get a number wrong. I just want to make sure I'm 100% correct on my end so that way I don't have to bother you for more signatures in the future, okay?
Yep.
Because you never know, sometimes I do make mistakes, so I always like to double check my work before it gets to my clients. So if you give me just a few minutes here, I am going to let my system automatically craft those documents. Then I'm going to pull them up on my end and read off to you a few items of your personal information. Then I'll send it over to you, okay?
Yep.
Alrighty, so let's take a look here. Candy Marie Hauser, I have your documents right here. And the text is so small that I need to zoom in. Okay, so your full name, of course, Candy Marie Hauser. Your address, that's going to be 605 Manitou Lane, and that's Lake Orion, Michigan, 48362. Your email address is cmhauser@live.com. And your phone number, 419-378-1239. That all sound correct?
Yep, it's all right.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to go ahead and hit send on my end, and in the next 10 or 20 seconds, you should be receiving a text message momentarily. I believe it'll say my name, which is Ethan, and it'll also contain that link that will take you to DocuSign. Just let me know when you get that.
Okay, I have that.
Okay, so what you'll do, so just to let you know, this is going to be the legal retainer. It states, of course, that our attorney partners, Ben Martin Law Group, will be representing you for the lawsuit, and it's also the medical release. Like I mentioned before, it gives them permission to pull your medical records on your behalf. So you're going to go ahead and click on that link. It's going to ask you, there should be a little box at the bottom where you'll checkmark it, and then you'll click continue to start signing the documents. I will let you know, just be sure to pay attention as well. I believe there's two boxes where it'll ask you for a full signature, and then one box at the end where it'll ask you just for your initials.
Okay.
So yeah, when you click on the DocuSign link, it should say at the top, please review and act on these documents, and then you'll click the buttons on the bottom to continue.
Yep.
And yeah, it's pretty easy, but it If you need any help, just let me know. I'll be here on the line with you the whole time.
Well, I am trying to sign, but for some reason it will not let me. I
Okay.
can't see it anyways.
Are you clicking on the yellow highlighted boxes that have like the arrow icon that's pointing downwards?
Oh, I got it. It went through.
Okay, perfect. So yeah, there should be two boxes where it'll ask you for full signature, and then one box at the end where it asks you just for your initials as legibly as possible. And then once you're finished, just let me know so I can check to make sure it all looks good.
Okay, I should be done.
Okay, perfect. I'm just waiting for it to come through on my end. Sometimes it takes about 10 or 20 seconds to load, but it should be popping up any second now. You were able to click the finish button on the bottom, and then it said you are done signing.
Well, kind of. I thought I was. No, I did. And it says finish.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Sometimes it
Got
takes a
my
minute or
initials.
so. Gotcha, perfect. I'm just waiting for the system to update on my end so it can come through, so that way I can take a look at it. While I wait for that, actually, in the meantime, what I'll do is I'll send you a text message from my personal office line. It'll come from a 949 number. So that way you have my contact information. So if you ever have any questions or any concerns, you will know where to find me, okay?
Okay, yeah, it does say I'm done signing.
Okay, perfect. While I wait for that to come, I'll just start typing. Hi, Candy. This is Ethan handling your Depo Provera lawsuit. This is my personal office line, comma, so feel free to call or text me anytime if you have questions or concerns throughout, sorry, I'm such a slow typer, throughout this
That's all right.
process. And alrighty, so I just sent you that text, just want to make sure you get that.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, great. And already, I just received your documents on my end. Let me just open that up real quick. I see your signature there, looking good, and I see your initials. Fantastic. Now, thank you for your time, Candy. That's actually all I needed from you today. I am going to let you know moving forward, though. Just wanted to let you know a handful of things. So, before we wrap up, I do need to tell you that while our attorney partners are working on your claim, our law firm, they will be reaching out to you probably several times just to finalize your claim. I will also be calling you possibly within the next several hours or maybe the next several days as well, once your file passes our quality assurance, so that I can transfer them to you directly and introduce you to our attorney partners. When they do reach out to you, they may go over some of the same questions that we've already discussed, but it won't be too many of them. This is perfectly normal. They just want to verify the accuracy of some information and confirm your identity, that kind of stuff. They may at some point also need you to sign additional forms. I don't think they will, but just in case they do, make sure you're keeping an eye out for that as well, just so they can collect additional records to strengthen your claim. So if you do ever see any extra paperwork from them, just make sure you're staying on top of that so we can keep everything moving smoothly. Since this is a mass tort lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice. Basically, I'm just letting you know to make sure to stay in contact with us so that way we can keep your case moving forward smoothly and that every party is fully prepared for the lawsuit.
Okay.
But yeah, again, if you don't hear from them within the next 24 to 48 hours, I will also send you their contact information as well. So that way, if you need anything, you're always welcome to reach out to them too. So if you give me
Okay.
just a second here, I am going to find their phone number and I will also make sure to send you that on a text message. A4D Ben Martin. I'll send you their website as well. So it's going to be Ben Martin Law Group. Let me just look it up here. BenCMartin.com. Okay. Let's see. This is the website for our attorney partners. Ben Martin Law Group.
I'm surprised they're even doing this because it's got to be crazy. Ever since I heard about this, I wondered how many people actually had these meningiomas and brain tumors from this.
It's a lot, actually. I mean, as j
I
even
bet. It's scary to
just for the
think it.
loss, yeah, it's really scary. Just for the lawsuit alone, there are already thousands of women like you who are participating in this.
Yeah,
Yeah, and
it's
even
sad.
just, yeah, it is really sad, I know. And even just besides the meningioma,
Meningioma.
I've talked to so many women that have suffered other side effects, like they've had to had hysterectomies, they've had loss of bone density, so many other things.
Well, it's all a possibility, right? You just don't know it. I mean, I'm 57 and I don't really go to the doctor very often. I mean, I don't feel like I have. I've never really had anything except for this happen to me.
Gotcha. Yeah, most definitely. Well, I know. As sad as it is, at the very least, on the bright side, we can at least help people that were affected like you find justice for it.
I mean, really, the only thing I have is tingling in my left arm. I went through those two surgeries and really, so I came out of it pretty good. I feel pretty lucky, actually, because
Yeah, definitely. On the bright side, for most women I've talked to, they have been able to make full recoveries after the words, so that's definitely a good thing.
Yeah, that is.
But yeah, I just sent you those text messages just so you have our attorney partner's contact information as well. Again, just to close, just want to remind you, I might have to call you again or we might be in contact maybe later today, but most likely it'll probably be the following week once the file gets through quality assurance, and then we'll follow up with our attorney partners, okay?
Okay, I'll be looking for the numbers.
Perfect. In that
Wonderful.
case then,
Thank
Candy,
you.
did you have any other questions or concerns that you wanted help with at this time?
No, I don't. I'm all set. Thank you.
Alrighty, well, I do wish you all the best and have a great rest of your day, okay?
You have a great day too, Ethan.
Thank you. I do appreciate it.
Bye. Bye.